The following program is sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Our firm may be able to identify potential retirement income gaps and may introduce insurance products like annuities as a potential solution. Talk to your financial professional and your tax advisor about how Social Security benefits can fit into a complete retirement income strategy. Financial professionals are able to provide you with information but not guidance or advice related to Social Security benefits. Alan Becker is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional with Retirement Solutions Group. Retirement Solutions Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker and the Retirement News Network's Megan Mozak. Alan is the president and CEO of the Retirement Solutions Group. With more than 18 years of financial experience, Alan and his team will help preserve and maintain his clients' way of life and the legacy they leave behind. This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak here from the Retirement News Network. Always a pleasure to be joined by Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. If you'd like to reach out to Alan and the team at RSG, you can do so two ways. They've got a phone number for you. It's 913-685-9422. Again, that's 913-685-9422. Or go to their website. That's easy as well. RetireRightKC.com. Again, that's RetireRightKC.com. The fear of the unknown, what lurks around the corner or in the darkness, under the water's surface or obscured from view. You know, that primal peek through your fingers type of fear. That's what makes those horror movies so very terrifyingly compelling. And while not necessarily the type of material suited to the big screen, the fear of not having enough money to last through retirement, it really gives a lot of people some serious anxiety. And Alan, you help people work through their financial fears every day. Would you say outliving your income, that's the number one fear for retirees?
Oh, yeah, Megan. Outliving your income is definitely the number one. And then number two and three, I think, have kind of switched places. So it used to be people were worried about health care and things of that nature. But, in my opinion, it's kind of moving to three. Number two seems to be more about tax planning. So there's definitely a lot of concerns and fears that retirees have. I mean, when you did your opening, I think I was looking for my safety blanket, thinking of all those scary movies in the past. But retirement shouldn't be scary. It should be something that you go in eyes wide open, but you have to have a plan when you do that.
So, Alan, of those three big fears, why do you think those are the ones that are getting most attention right now?
Well, Megan, it's just about being practical. As you get older and you don't know how long you're going to be on this planet, so that would be longevity risk. And a lot of us will look towards our parents and kind of, make that idea of how long they've been on the planet or how old they currently are. See, my grandma's 100 years old. So I feel that there's probably longevity in my family, so I need a plan for that longer term. So if you're going to be on the planet, you don't want to run out of money. And when you're talking about planning, you don't plan for, yesterday, so to speak. You plan on being here for a long period of time. So kind of goes hand in hand. And then the other style is taxes. Taxes can really have a draw on your retirement. So if you're receiving $100,000 a year in retirement and you're single, you're going to be in a 25% tax bracket or greater, and you're going to end up in a situation where you're only living on 3/4 of what you expected. So taxes can really draw down. So it'd be nice if your money was tax-free or the gains on your money was tax-deferred so that it's not affecting your income, which gives you the ability to maintain your lifestyle. And then the other thing that we were talking about, the other concern, is covering healthcare expenses. And you and I have done several shows on this topic that healthcare can cost you $750,000 or better in retirement. And then if you take that a step forward and add long-term care expenses on there, you know, a successful couple in retirement can spend easily $500,000 or greater taking care of healthcare costs in a 10, 20, 30 year unemployment, i.e. retirement. So it's very important to address all these concerns and make sure you just know where the money's coming from, how to get through them, so that you can, you know, not dwell on them, not let fear. Well, what did our great president say in the past? The only thing you have to fear is fear itself. So if you have the knowledge, then you'll know what to do and how to get through each of those different situations or concerns as you move to and through your retirement.
So, you know, I think about saving for something, maybe something tangible, like a new vehicle, maybe a trip to Europe or the Bahamas. It's a little easier because you know how much the price of the vehicle is. You know how much your trip's going to cost. It's tangible. You're going to touch the vehicle. You're going to go on the trip. But when we're talking about, you know, thinking about how healthy you may or may not be in retirement, it's a little bit different. So let's say you've got a client out there and they've got some money set aside for retirement. Maybe it's enough. Maybe it's not quite enough. What do you tell them? How do you start addressing some of those retirement fears you talked about and make them seem more tangible, kind of like that trip to Europe I just mentioned?
Well, exactly. You've got to describe the situation, talk through it, see what the client or client family, meaning one person or two. So figure out where their concerns are or their fears, and then help visualize that. So what does retirement look like? And I use this at workshops that we do, and I talk about a jigsaw puzzle. Have you ever put together a jigsaw puzzle? And, you know, everybody has, but the question that gets them is, what is the first thing you do when you put together a jigsaw puzzle? And you get all kinds of answers when you ask a question like that. But the one I'm looking for is you have to look at the picture on the box. Because before you look at the picture, you have to decide if you want to buy that puzzle. You know, yeah, you got to drive to the store and all that, but you get the puzzle and then you take it home. Then you flip over the quarters and separate the edges and all that fun stuff. So you're visualizing the idea of the puzzle. It's the same thing in retirement. Do you want to spoil the grandkids? Do you want to travel to Europe? Do you want to start a foundation? Do you want to, you know, whatever it is you want to do in retirement, my job is to facilitate making that a reality. But you got to start with, what is your view of retirement? Some people want to work forever. Others want to stop working as quick as possible. And it's finding that balance so that we can figure out how to get you there. Because remember, money only has two purposes. You can either spend it or give it away. Everything else is just until you do one of those two things. So you might as well enjoy life. I mean, Megan, when you were sitting there a moment ago talking about cars and things like that, it made me think, you know, that's how millennials think. And, you know, the Generation Xers, it's kind of like, well, you and I think are both Generation Xers, which was kind of the whole idea of he who dies with the most toys wins, don't save anything. And our parents, the baby boomers, they're kids of Great Depression era parents for the most part. So it's a different mindset where they were, most baby boomers were brought up a lot more frugal. They didn't want the flashy things and that kind of thing. So each personality, each generation is completely unique and completely different. So it kind of starts with figuring out, what does the puzzle look like? What is it that the client family that I'm talking to wants to accomplish? And then we start working backwards to see if we can make that those expenses, that budget, with the amount of money that has been saved. You know, Megan, as people get closer and closer to retirement, they need to have a plan. So I'm hoping that our listeners will write down this phone number and give us a call, because I want to offer our next 10 callers, no cost, no obligation, to take part in our roundtable retirement process. This proprietary process will help give clarity to get to and through retirement. We look at tax planning, income planning, investment planning, legacy planning, as well as healthcare planning. So it's five core areas of retirement to give you direction to not only get to retirement, but through retirement. And it all starts with a phone number. Give me a call at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. I want to put my team to work for you answering your questions. And we'll do this, at no cost, no obligation. Give us a call. 913-685-9422.
Alan's website. If you haven't been, make sure you check out retirerightkc.com. While you're there, look for the events tab. You can find out more about Alan's ongoing dinner seminars. These are great workshops, very educational. You can get to know Alan and people just like you heading into retirement. Again, that website, retirerightkc.com. Alan, it sounds like planning, it sounds like also maintaining a budget or a spending plan, that can really help change fears that we have about retirement into something that's unknown, into a tangible goal for savings.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, if you can see a path, you know, a goal in front of you, that gives you the momentum to move forward. I know when I was just a few weeks ago, I did a 5K with the family, and you know, I was getting close to thinking, you know, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? But I saw that finish line and it was like a renewed sense of purpose and energy and, you know, soldier on, so to speak. And, you know, not everybody's got that inside them, but I think most people can muster it up when they need to. And when you're getting ready for retirement, you have to know that there's certain things you need to do. It's so much better to walk into retirement with the bills all paid, but with some understanding. And I'm working with some people right now, and it's just interesting how people look at certain, you know, segments of retirement, but don't look at it all together. And I think that's a big problem with a lot of people as they get to retirement. Here's what I mean. If I was getting ready to retire and my company was offering me a pension, you might be hyper-focused or tunnel vision into, should I take the pension as a lump sum? Should I buy a pension cushion and use some life insurance and just, you know, and if I pass away, there's nothing left, but my spouse gets the life insurance? Or should I take the 50% option for my spouse if something happens? So you got all these ideas spinning in your head and you're not looking at what's your spouse's retirement, what's the longevity of both of you, how much money have you already saved, and what do you actually need in retirement to live on, so that you can address the tax planning of things. And that's what is missed more than anything is taxes. They're the silent killer, if you will, of a retirement plan. So I spend a lot of time educating people on how to look at their portfolio and the taxation of the dollars so that they can keep as much money as possible to and through retirement, so they don't leave their spouse with this big time bomb where they're going to lose half the tax bracket but gain their IRAs and have a situation where they're raising their tax bracket after loss of a spouse and keeping less money rather than keeping more money. So all of these pieces, they all go hand in hand and need to work together. And that's where working with a true fiduciary, working with somebody that has a license not only in the investment world, which is what I'd be looking for, is a Series 65 or Series 66, which these two are the fiduciary licenses. I mean, you've passed a test. That means that you've passed a background check and that your license is positioned with somebody that's providing oversight. When you have all those pieces, you have somebody that should be able to give you advice and help you through retirement. Then you add one more piece on that, which is the insurance license. When you have all of that, then what you have is somebody that can help you with the risk and with transferring the risk to something that is insured, i.e. fixed index annuities, using life insurance, helping you with your health insurance and your long-term care options. So you need all of these pieces in retirement. I would bet that most of our listeners are working with just an investment person, just an insurance person, and that investment person's probably not a fiduciary. So you need to check. You need to go to brokercheck.finra.org, log on to there, put your advisor's name in there, and find out how are they licensed, who are they licensed with. Somebody's been with the same company for 20, 25 years, they're probably a company man or woman, and that may mean that they're not keeping up on the new stuff, or they may not have the ability to go out and get you what's in your best interest if their company that they're working through doesn't allow that. Well, here at Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments, what you get is an independent financial firm, and we're able to get what's in your best interest. So a true fiduciary can go out and find out what you need and then walk you through that and give you advice to help you get to and through retirement. And it's so important in retirement for everybody to know what they have and what they're going to use and have a blueprint or a game plan to get them through that. And we use our Roundtable Retirement process for that solution.
You know, Alan, most of us have heard this idea of living beneath our means. And after we've addressed debt, if we have any debt, how do you approach savings as part of the budget? What money goes where?
You know, Megan, you say living beneath your means, and I think that's the kind of the Dave Ramsey idea, if you will, of pay yourself first and don't buy new cars and pay off your house and all that. And I think that's a great concept for many people, especially if they're not, they haven't saved anything yet. But once you've gotten to the point where you have money in the bank, I always fall back to the point where you're able to enjoy it. And we have this trickle-down society where you need to be able to assist other people, businesses, and professions. So you got to spend some of that money. Don't just leave it there for your investment advisor to make reoccurring revenue off of. It's got to be there for you to enjoy. So a lot of people do live way below their means. Sometimes that's why they have a lot of money, and sometimes it's just a situation out of fear. And I don't think you should do things out of fear. You should just have a plan to navigate through that. But we got to look at all of our different kinds of funds and make sure that we have a way to get through there. So I'd like you to pick up the phone and call me at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Let me have you come into the office and get a roundtable retirement process. Let's put you through our roundtable retirement review. No cost, no obligation. Get your questions answered and give you a direction, not only to retirement, but through retirement. That number again is 913-685-9422.
What's available to help ensure your retirement assets last as long as you do? Find out next as Alan talks about ways to take the financial fears out of living into your 80s, 90s, and beyond.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, transitioning into retirement can be a daunting thought. Where will you get income? What if the market drops? How should you take Social Security? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments for a discussion about these factors and more, all while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Jess and Jim's Steakhouse in KC Mo. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, July 18th or Thursday, July 20th at Jess and Jim's Steakhouse in KC Mo. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422 or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak with the Retirement News Network, alongside Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. If you're looking to build the retirement of your dreams, well, give Alan a call. He can help you get started on that. Here's his number, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Great website for you as well. Check out retirerightkc.com. As we're looking at the different types of accounts, I know diversification is important. Alan, why is that?
Well, first, let's start with diversification does not mean have your money with four different advisors and all over the place. That's probably the big misnomer out there. Diversification means have your money in different types of accounts, different asset classes, so that if one part of the market is having issues, hopefully another part is raising that up. It needs to be in a situation where everything's correlated, that they're working together, okay? So we have taxable accounts, and that can be anything from stocks, bonds, mutual funds. It could even be real estate or commodities. Then you have your tax-deferred accounts, and that's like your traditional IRAs, your SEPs, 401ks, that kind of thing, where you have not paid taxes on the money yet, and you really have to figure out how that's going to play into your money in retirement, because it's, again, it's the tax time bomb. It's out there lurking, and at some point, you know, you have to give to Caesar what is Caesar's. So there's going to be a point when the government's going to get theirs. And if you don't do it on your own terms, it's going to happen at 70 and a half, whether you want to or not. And tax-exempt accounts, that could be like Roth IRAs. It can also be using life insurance as an asset class and being able to pull from those policies in a tax-free basis. And that's something that I think is extremely overlooked, because when you use a life insurance policy in retirement to pull money out of, it acts like a Roth, but as you're going through the working years, that IRA replacement or Roth alternative, if you will, the government's not in your mix. They don't know how much money you're putting in. There's no limitations on it, but you're getting a very similar benefit in the form of tax-free income in retirement. So
Definitely don't overlook that option. Then we have our Social Security, whether you think it's going to be there or not. There should always be something there in some form or fashion. And if you're over 58 or 59, you're pretty much already in the system. Like, that money's planned for it. You know, I'm 43, so it may not be there for me, but I'm pretty confident there'll be something out there. Whether I have to wait till I'm 70 to get it or it's income qualified, but there's going to be some form of Social Security. What would we do if we didn't? You know what I mean? There's got to be an income. Plus, we've all paid into the system. I have faith in our government that we'll get some form of Social Security, whether it looks like it does today or not. It'll come out in some form or fashion. And then if you're fortunate enough, some people out there still have pensions. Pensions are great options out there if you have them, but they're changing every day. We're hearing of a lot of situations where pensions don't cover, well, they were never really intended to cover everything, but pensions in general, if you're one of the 23% of the population that even has one, it's usually not enough to cover much. Some executives out there, some government employees, but for the most part, it doesn't cover enough, and you still have to have other monies to help out. Then you've got annuities, which can be tax deferred. And then, I guess if you put a Roth into an annuity, it could be tax free as well. But using annuities to give you a guaranteed income in retirement is where they really thrive. So there's lots of different annuities out there. The ones that I'm a fan of are the fixed index annuities that give you the potential to make some money in the market without the risk of the market, because it's based on the index, but not actually in the market. So got to make sure you have the right type of annuity, or our listeners could be very overconfident. You need to have the right type. And that's something I do all the time. If somebody wants an annuity review, be more than happy to make sure you have the best product out there. If you're looking at one, give us a call at 913-685-9422, and I'd be more than happy to look at what you're looking at and help you navigate if it's the best one for you. So there's lots of options out there, lots of different types of money, but that's why they need to be correlated. They need to work together. You need to make sure you don't have four different brokers and four different mutual funds and all of them have the same amount of Apple or Amazon. Right now, those two holdings can be fantastic. But what happens if techs go the other direction? You don't want your whole portfolio to go sink, even though you thought it was diversified. So hopefully that adds some clarity.
Alan, and this all leads to the fact that income in retirement, it's going to be coming from a lot of different sources. And yes. I think that probably involves a bit of a mind shift. You know, we're used to getting our paycheck from our employer every 2 weeks, not from a lot of different places. So explain about that mindset shift.
Well, that's part of it, Megan. The other side is it's you going from a savings mindset to a spending mindset. And that one's probably the most difficult. So yes, there's the idea of it coming from several different places. Could be coming from Social Security, a pension, annuity. You really just got to look at the end of the month how much you're bringing in and how much you're taking out. It's the basic idea of the budget. But more than anything, and I'll give you a quick example of this thought. I was sitting down with Roxanne and talking to her husband, and we were going through the planning, and I said, you know what, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a check for $5,000 every month to cover your expenses, and we're going to put that over here under management and just liquidate it each month and send it to you. And since we use a wrap fee, there's no additional cost for that or anything. There's no transaction cost. So it was just a simplicity idea. And she looked at me a little funny for a second and said, okay. I said, here's the thing. I said, Rox, if I just send you $60,000 right now, we hold that back and you put that in the bank, you're going to look at that each month and tell Rick he can't have that money because this is your money and you're going to look at it as savings. But if I send it to you as a paycheck, you'll be like, oh, that's the money I can spend because it's coming in each month. And Rick started kind of giggling and looked over at Rox and said, that's exactly what you would do. And she said, yep. So figuring out what your biggest concerns are in retirement and then figuring out how to set your plan up so that it feels right for you. I could easily have been talking to another couple and they said, no, we'd rather just have the money in January and we'll just divvy it out ourselves. We're good at that. Fine. Figure out what it is that you want to accomplish and then we'll find the situation or the system to do that best. Because, yeah, your money's coming from tax-deferred accounts and tax-free accounts and from pensions and Social Security. A lot of our clients have worked different jobs throughout the years and have different pensions from different places or different 401ks, and they're drawing for all these pieces. But how do you make all that work together? Having choices in retirement, it really does matter. Financial professionals like me, we thrive on helping people work towards getting their retirement finances on track. If you feel like you may need a little assistance in getting your savings on path, maybe it's time for a fresh perspective for your retirement savings. Give me a call at 913-685-9422. We're going to do a customized retirement assessment directly from my team, and we're going to help you get some insight on your entire income plan. We're going to look at the whole picture, what your nest egg looks like, what you've already saved, and help you to create a plan to get you not only to retirement, but through retirement. And this is at no cost, no obligation, but it's limited to our next 10 callers on today's show. Call me at 913-685-9422. Be one of the first 10 callers for this Roundtable Retirement Review that can help a retirement-minded person work towards making the most of their financial nest egg. That number again is 913-685-9422.
And Alan, you know, I've heard you mention annuities here on the show, and you were talking about them guaranteeing income, and they are used as a hedge against longevity risk. I want you to go into that and explain how that can guard against longevity.
Hey, I'd love to. You know, I'm a big, big fan of annuities for the right situation, for the right person. And it's, you know, I'll sum it up like this. There are fixed and there are variable annuities. I'm not a fan of the variable annuities. Variable means there's risk associated with it. It varies. Fixed means that you're not actually in the market, but you're based on the market. So there are fixed annuities that work like CDs. They're just a fixed rate of interest around 3%. And there's those fixed index that are based on the market. As we approach for retirement, we want to have a game plan to get us to and through retirement. For the next 10 callers on today's show, I want to personally help you with a roundtable retirement review. This roundtable retirement process that we'll put you through is at no cost and no obligation, but we're going to take your real numbers and help you navigate the landscape of retirement. It all starts with a phone call at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. We'll invite you out to the office at 435 in Medcalf, and we'll start the planning process with you. 913-685-9422.
Do you know how you're going to pay for health care in retirement? Coming up next, Alan tackles some of the basics of how you can prepare yourself for the cost of long-term care. That's next.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network. You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. Glad to have you with us today. I'm joined by Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. You can set a strategy session with Alan for your retirement when you call him today at 913-685-9422. Again, that's 913-685-9422. Alan is the author of the book, Return on Investment or Reliability of Income, The True Meaning of ROI in the Golden Years. And I hear when you come to visit him, he'll give you a copy. So make sure you call. That's 913-685-9422. Talking about insurance products, annuities specifically as a way to guarantee income in retirement. And Alan, you talked to us about the different kinds, the kind you really like to use for many of your clients. And I know that purchasing an annuity, that can help provide income. How much are we talking about here?
Well, before I answer that question, Megan, the copy of my book, Return on Investment or Reliability of Income, The True Meaning of ROI in the Golden Years, not only do I give him a copy, it's autographed. So my mom told me that makes it worth more, at least
okay.
To her. All right. You know, how much do you need an annuity? That's an interesting question. And it's one that has to be answered after a roundtable retirement review, because some people, they just don't want any risk at all. Other people, they don't want any safety at all. They want to go for the gusto. You know, my personal opinion tends to lean towards that you want guaranteed in retirement, that you want consistent. For example, if you need $5,000 a month to pay your bills and do the things you want to do, and that Social Security is going to come up with $3,000 of that, then we need $2,000 to be guaranteed, so to give you an example. So maybe we need to look at a strategy to use enough in annuities to generate $2,000 a month. That typically backs into about a 5% drawdown. I know that can be 1% to 2% higher than the statistics if you're using an investment-only portfolio, meaning that if you think of the old 4% rule, you know, take 4% a year. If you're going to live more than 20 years, you might run out of money. Well, we could do 5% a year and most likely never have an issue with income using today's annuities. So it's a very good strategy. You should look at it, probably increase your income, definitely give you better direction as you're moving through retirement.
And Alan, you brought up taxes, that people are nervous about those. So I want to talk about fees that can come with annuities.
You know, Megan, fees are an interesting concern that we hear a lot about. And the interesting thing is on a fixed index annuity, you don't pay the fees. It's just like car insurance or homeowners insurance. There's a set price put forth by the insurance carrier that this is what they pay out on this product. It's not adjustable. It's not changeable. You don't pay any more, get any less benefit based on whatever they're paying out. What it is there is a commission that's paid. And as of June 9th of 2017, fully forced January 1st of 2018, the Department of Labor has put in the fiduciary rule. And if you've been listening to my show for the last several years, you would understand that we've always told you to work with a fiduciary. The Department of Labor is now mandating that if somebody's working with qualified money, they need to act as a fiduciary. Understand, I do not feel those are the same things. I am for the concept of working with a fiduciary. I am truly not for the way the law sits currently, because it gives you, our listeners, a misconception that somebody who's working with your IRA is a fiduciary. No, the law says they have to act like a fiduciary. It doesn't say they have to take the test, pass the exam, be a fiduciary on all of your funds, and put together a plan and be licensed and everything. It just says they have to act like a fiduciary, which means act in your best interest. Actually, that just translates to telling you about a commission you don't pay for anyway, so that you know what it is, so that you can have one more thing to be in your head when you're trying to navigate retirement, which can be confusing as it is. So, clarification, as of June 9th, 2017, all people working with your qualified money need to disclose to you how much that is paid into the firm. Not what they keep, not what they actually make, not what's covering their overhead, but the total amount coming into the office. Just so you're aware of that, to see if that may have a bearing on decisions that you have to make.
Alan, I think the expectation is that clients are going to be informed on any fees here that are associated with the product they're purchasing or investing. Is that accurate?
Yeah, Megan, it's accurate. They will be told what the fees are. And the idea behind the law is that by discussing these fees up front, clients will no longer be paying hidden fees that they may have once been unaware of. But I just to clarify, when we're talking about a fixed index annuity, not a variable, fixed index annuity, the fees were not hidden because there's a commission there and there's no that it's already built in the product. So it's part of the makeup of the product. When you're talking about a variable annuity, the fees are often hidden and people don't realize how much they're paying for those additional products. So there's definitely a difference, which is why as a fiduciary, I've never been a fan of variable annuities, because if you're buying an annuity to guarantee you income, why put it in something that's going to be variable and potentially create you to lose principal because of market volatility? You know, annuities can be a good option for people that are seeking a steady and reliable income during their retirement. They can play a role in your overall retirement income strategy. If so, what kind of annuity makes sense for you? The answers to these questions will become much clearer with an objective review of your retirement assets and your retirement picture conducted by Retirement Solutions Group. To see if and where an annuity fits for your overall plan, come in for a roundtable retirement review. Be one of the next 10 callers. What I want to do is put you through our roundtable retirement process so we can get these questions answered for you. It's important that you get independent guidance from a trusted professional who can show you your annuity options. To get your roundtable retirement review, be one of the first 10 callers right now at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. It never hurts to get a fresh perspective on your retirement needs and how an annuity may be able to help meet them. Call me now at 913-685-9422.
And we're glad you're with us here on the program. Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network, alongside Alan Becker. That website, if you haven't checked it out yet, make sure you do. RetireRightKC.com. Maybe you're interested in attending one of Alan's dinner workshops. You can get registered by going there and finding the events tab. Again, it's RetireRightKC.com. So, Alan, we're talking about confronting some of the biggest fears for retirees and pre-retirees here on the show today. Healthcare expenses, that's another one. Do you think that fear is justified?
You know, I think it is, because healthcare costs, can seem real cumbersome. If you don't prepare for them, you're looking at $250,000 for medical expenses for a 65-year-old couple retiring around 2016. So this is what Medicare doesn't cover. Medicare is an 80-20 plan, but you've got your Medicare premiums. So let's kind of look at that for a second. First off, let's talk about Social Security. Let's say your payment is $2,500 a month. You've got to pay $132 for your Medicare Part B premium, and that seems to adjust every year. So if you're supposed to get $2,500, you might only get $2,370. You've got to factor that in because that was money you were expecting. Then you got to pay for your prescription drug plan and your Medicare tie-in plan or your Advantage plan. All of that has cost too. Could be anything from $0 a month if you're on some Advantage plans to up to a couple hundred dollars a month if you're using a supplement and some prescription drug plan. So that has to come off. Then you have, depending if you use the Advantage plan versus a supplement, potential copays and deductibles that can range you on prescription plans on average is $4,000 or $5,000 a year for deductibles. So add that up year after year, it adds up. So yeah, I believe that health care costs definitely need to be addressed in retirement and can seem very cumbersome.
And Alan, what does Medicare cover then?
All right. So I started in this business 20 years ago, and I cut my teeth on the Medicare arena, and we still take care of Medicare here in the office. So I think that's a good intro to that question, Megan. So I work with Medicare still each and every day, or a member of my team does. So generally speaking, Part A is your hospital benefits, which means anything that you go into the hospital, you're covered with a few deductibles and copays before, you know, Medicare kicks in. But Part B is your doctor benefits, you know, like your medical insurance. And that's an 80-20 split between the government. So your 20% could be paid for by an Advantage plan. And an Advantage plan could be $0 a month, could be 20 or 50 or something like that. Because those plans, there's about four or five carriers in the area. There, it comes in at Part C of Medicare, and it includes your Part D, which is your drug benefit. So I know there's a lot of alphabets there, Megan, so let me see if I can clarify. Part A is hospital benefits. Part B is doctor benefits. Part D is prescription drug benefits. And Part C is the Advantage plan that encompasses A and B and usually part of D. That really isn't as confusing as it sounds. And if you come in and visit, we write it all out for you to help you understand which piece is what. If you go into the hospital, there's a Part A deductible that over $1,000, but that can be knocked down from your supplement or transition from an Advantage plan. So you just have to understand which system you like. The Advantage plans, they typically represent or resemble a plan when you're working, like an 80-20, 90-10 type program where you're used to copays and deductibles. A lot of our older listeners that didn't have those types of health plans, Advantage plans have only been out for about 7 or 8 years. So prior to that, all we had was the supplements, which covers 100% of your Medicare approved costs, and you just paid your Medicare premium. So it just depends on which direction you want. Most people choose supplements because of choice. Advantage plans are a little more limiting. Kind of a quick summary, but schedule a visit at 913-685-9422, and we can definitely do a deeper dive into your unique situation and figure out what's best for you. Retirement's all about planning, and the way to start planning is to have a plan, to look at your budget, to look at your assets, to figure out your taxes and your qualified plans. What we do here at Retirement Solutions Group each and every day is look at our five-star approach that looks at tax efficiency in your planning, estate and legacy planning. We look at income planning to make sure that you have a plan to not run out of money. We look at our investment planning so we can make sure you have a appropriate retirement strategy in the sense of a risk-appropriate investment philosophy. And then finally, the health planning to make sure you understand where your health insurance fits, where your long-term care insurance fits. If you want to get into our Roundtable Retirement Review, pick up the phone and call me now, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Let my team and I go to work for you and help you not only to retirement, but through retirement. 913-685-9422.
Well, a budget can help you live the lifestyle you want. An annuity, it may help boost your income. There are coverage options to help cover health care and long-term care costs. But stay tuned as Alan shows us more ways to help take the fear out of retirement.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, transitioning into retirement can be a daunting thought. Where will you get income? What if the market drops? How should you take Social Security? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments for a discussion about these factors and more, all while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Jess and Jim's Steakhouse in KC Mo. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, July 18th or Thursday, July 20th at Jess and Jim's Steakhouse in KC Mo. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422, or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak with the Retirement News Network. I'm here with Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. If you'd like to begin building the retirement of your dreams, call Alan today at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Great website as well. Go to retirerightkc.com for more information. Well, we've been talking about Medicare, and you know, I want to ask you about long-term care, because we really hear that term tossed around quite a bit. What is long-term care, and do we need to know about long-term care insurance?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, long-term care is care for the long-term. That's usually 100 days or more. Before that, it's short-term care. And Medicare does not cover long-term care. It has a plan for around 100 days with about a little over $100 a day deductible. So the bottom line is, you can have a little of the sting out in the short-term care, and you have to follow three rules like medically necessary, three-day prior hospital stay, stuff like that, prior to Medicare even kicking in. But that's not enough. Once we get into long-term care, which would be in the sense of could be a stroke, could be Alzheimer's, could be just old age and you need help with two of the six activities of daily living or homemaker services. So when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about transferring and bathing and dressing and toileting, incontinence, all kinds of different things. But, you know, the organic brain disorders such as Alzheimer's and dementia, things like that are automatic triggers. If something like that happens, and my grandma's over 100 years old, she's been in a long-term care facility for over 8 years, and it's expensive. Even in our area, we have some of the lower cost areas, but it can be $5,000 to $7,000 in our area. The thing is, don't let, I know we're talking about fear on today's show, don't let it'd be too crippling for you. Long-term care insurance is one concept that shouldn't be overlooked, but you can look at alternatives too. I mean, if you think about it, if Social Security is $3,000 a month, your annuity's paying you $2,000 a month, you're at $5,000 already. Do you need to buy insurance for that five? No, it's already covered. And a lot of annuities out there have income riders that'll help you double the payout, so that $2,000 that the annuity's paying now pays four when you're in a nursing home. So you have to consult the current product structures that are out there, or if you already own an annuity, what your specific annuity covers. But there are options out there, and those do not have health qualifications. I'll say again, they do not have health qualifications. You could also look at life insurance policies that have long-term care benefits. So short answer is, very scary. We need to address it, but there are ways to address it outside of traditional long-term care. But maybe traditional long-term care will work for you. That's why we do our Roundtable Retirement Review.
So some of the figures you shared on that long-term care, wow, kind of intimidating. How do people pay for this? Because the odds of avoiding long-term care, they're not exactly in our favor. We are all living longer.
Here's the statistics, Megan. One out of one of us use our life insurance.
And by that, you mean our beneficiaries do.
Correct. Yeah, we should call it death insurance, but it wouldn't be that marketable. Nobody likes the concept of those phrases. So, yeah, life insurance goes to the beneficiaries, but we're all going to pass away someday. One out of two of us use some form of long-term care, and one out of three get cancer. So those are not exciting statistics at all, but I'll take it a little further. One out of 250 ever use our car insurance, and one out of 1250 ever use their homeowner's insurance. Just to give you kind of a reference point. So it's that important to make sure your life insurance is in order and it's going to be there when you need it to or when your family needs it. It's also real important to address long-term care concerns because it's a lot of money coming out of the family.
If you have a policy with a long-term care writer, how does that work?
Well, I'd say you have to consult the actual policy to get the specifics of it. But in general, it's a rider in any policy rides along with the main benefits. So if you're referring to, say, an annuity, a lot of them have what's called an income doubler. So if you're in the income phase where you're receiving payments, that consistent income for the rest of your life, and let's say that's $1,000 a month for easy math, and you go into an assisted living facility, home health care, or a confinement, depending on how that specific policy is written, could pay $2,000 a month while you're in that facility or receiving some sort of care. So that's a nice benefit that's a doubler. A lot of life insurance policies typically give you an accelerated benefit in a long-term care situation where you can, and annuities as well, where you can either waive surrender charges, get all your money back right away, or you can accelerate a portion of the death benefit and say maybe get 25% of it out as a long-term care payments or even more depending on the policy. So there's a lot of options and you really have to know what your policy does. Take some notes, write them down, make sure you understand them. And then as part of your plan for retirement, make sure that what the products and services you're using give you clear direction of how you'd address any one of those roadblocks or curveballs in retirement. Given the growing variety of annuities out there and the many moving parts that accompany them, it's not easy determining if you're indeed someone who could benefit from an annuity, and two, if you're a good candidate for annuity, which type of product and features are suitable for your situation. Getting an objective review of your retirement assets and your retirement picture conducted by a Retirement Solutions Group and going through our roundtable retirement review can show you if and where an annuity fits for your overall retirement strategy. It's important that you get independent guidance from a trusted professional who can show you your annuity options. To get your roundtable retirement review, be one of the first 10 callers right now at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Call me now, 913-685-9422.
And if you haven't visited Alan's website, make sure you do. Head over to retirerightkc.com. You're welcome to get signed up for one of his ongoing dinner workshops. You have the opportunity to sit down with Alan, enjoy a great meal at a really fine dining restaurant here in the Kansas City area, and get to understand Alan's philosophy for generating retirement income, plus meet some other folks headed into retirement right here in our community. Again, that's retirerightkc.com. Alan, you've been helping us allay some of the fears surrounding retirement. What else can help us work toward living that life that we want in retirement?
You know, Megan, as we get ready for retirement, we have to look at what's out there and utilize it. So I'm hoping our listeners are maximizing their 401ks at least up to the match. And after that, maybe looking at an IRA on their own, because if you're over the age of 50, you can put up to $6,500 in an IRA. If you're under the age of 50, it's $6,000. Some of us even have the ability to put up to $18,000 into their qualified plans. It's real important that you're maximizing these benefits so that you have those funds in retirement or have an alternative plan. I love the idea of what we call a Roth alternative, where we use a life insurance chassis. And think of this as a new and improved version. I mean, if you think about necessity and inventions, life insurance has really changed over the last 4 or 5 years to create products and services that work for the boomer and senior market, for those people that are getting ready to retire and are already retiring, to create tax-free income in retirement, because taxes are steadily moving up to one of the biggest concerns of retirees today. So we look at that concept and we help people plan for retirement with tax-free dollars as well. So tax deferred's nice, tax-free is even better.
Alan, you talk about the importance of putting that written retirement plan together, but you know, another fear factor could be looking at our estate plan, but that's so important, isn't it?
Well, yeah, when you're looking at retirement, you're trying to figure out how you're going to live. When you're looking at your estate, you're looking at your loved ones and how they're going to be good stewards. I literally had a phone call last night from one of my longtime clients who was so distraught because his brother is the executor of his dad's estate and is not assisting. I was more of a, if anything, I guess I was a sounding board and just a place for him to talk to. Because this isn't a plan that I'm overseeing or even have any way to help him other than to just listen to his concerns and help him, you know, guide through a path. And my advice was call your brother and see if you guys can have a conversation. Well, I don't want to do that. Well, that's where it starts. You know, talk to your brother. Don't get a lawyer, you know, that kind of thing. So estate plans they're the biggest problem between families of not getting what you wanted to have happen. You know, and I just, you know, joke about this, but if you have any brothers and sisters, if you have kids, I would guarantee everybody gets along and nobody would ever fight over anything, including money, right? Yeah, not true. Everybody fights over money, it seems like. So having a good quality estate plan so that you can make sure your beneficiaries are designated the way you want, you're not skipping any family members you didn't mean to skip, it's just so important. That's why here at Retirement Solutions Group, one of the suites in the building that I own here, I have given to an estate planning attorney for $1 a year. Yes, folks, $1 a year. Why? Because his overhead is not that high. Right? He's not going to be able to go beat that anywhere else for his rent. So therefore, it's a nice built-in estate planning attorney that's been with me for over 5 years that I don't see going anywhere. And it gives us the ability to work together and provide a need for our clients so that they can use him if they like. Brendan's a great guy, has a lot of talents. He believes no courtrooms, no judges, no lawyers. Let's just do it right the first time. And I think that's a great philosophy. So I encourage our client family, our listeners, to give us a call and they can utilize Brendan's estate planning services if they like. It's just one of the many ways we can assist you to and through retirement.
So, Alan, we're about out of time. It's been a great show, always informative. Any final thoughts here?
You know, here at Retirement Solutions Group, this is a lifestyle. It's a passion. It's not a job. I love coming to work each and every day. And I don't take it lightly that we're able to help people navigate to and through retirement. And it's a rewarding career, but it's also one that just adds so much value to the fine folks that come in and see us. We just did a client family event out at the T-Bones a little while back, and we had about 100 people out there. It's just a great experience, and just to see all these clients there in one spot telling us how much they appreciated us putting together the event and what we've done for them, the friends and family they brought to meet us, it just shows that we're doing the right thing. I'm hoping that the information that we provide each and every week, Megan, is really hitting home with our listeners today. And I would hope that you would take the time out of your busy schedule to come in and visit with me. I would love to help walk you through the roundtable retirement process. And I'll do that if you'd give me a call at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. There's no cost, there's no obligation. We just ask you to come in, sit down, and get your questions answered. So until next time, give us a call, 913-685-9422.
Call now to get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis at 913-685-9422. You've been listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Our firm may be able to identify potential retirement income gaps and may introduce insurance products like annuities as a potential solution. Talk to your financial professional and your tax advisor about how Social Security benefits can fit into a complete retirement income strategy. Financial professionals are able to provide you with information but not guidance or advice related to Social Security benefits. Alan Becker is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional with Retirement Solutions Group. Retirement Solutions Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
The preceding program was sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.